Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Nate, can you hear us? Are you there? No.
There you are.
Hey, there he is.
Well, you got him.
Sorry, we were too busy listening to Wood by Taylor Swift, which is apparently about Travis Kelce's hog. Have you listened to the album yet?
No, I haven't.
Do you want me to read you lyrics to the chorus of that song,
sure.
Nate?
Even better.
Okay, yeah, you tell me what this means. Forgive me, it sounds cocky. He opened my eyes, redwood tree. It ain't hard to see. His love was the key that opened my thighs. Your response.
I guess we lost Nate again.
Oh, no.
You just got to let him reflect on the words.
Nate's burning. Sure. Nate just lit up a Camel light and went, well, that's now I'm starting my Friday, huh?
I mean, hey, let's get a cigarette. Let's go.
I think we're already there. Okay, let's get on to the matters that matter the most. Jacksonville turns the ball over, but again, the quarterbacks they've played love to do that. The Chiefs don't necessarily turn the ball over. What do you see in this matchup that is Jacksonville, who has not really had a test this season, I don't think, and the Chiefs, who have had, well, 2 to 3 tests this season?
Yeah, it's really interesting because, like, it's hard to say, like, is this fluky? Because, you know, some of the quarterbacks that the Jaguars have played have made, you know, questionable decisions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes, I think, in terms of accuracy and turnover-worthy plays, has kind of been excellent this year. You know, I know it says that he has one interception, but it's not really on him. Like, he threw an accurate pass, and, you know, it was Travis Kelce who, you know, sort of dropped the ball or bobbled it, and then it became an interception against the Eagles. For Jacksonville specifically, they are opportunistic. That's probably one of the best things you could say about modern defenses in football in this era is, like, hey, if they give you a chance, like, take the ball away. So at least we know that. But I feel like, because we saw how well Xavier Worthy did last week against the Ravens, and the fact that, you know, you still have capable players in Travis Kelce, Tyquan Thornton, you know, the Chiefs really haven't even used Noah Gray a ton this year. I think this is a necessary and worthy sort of test for Jacksonville's defense. Like, how good are they? It's really cool that they have Travis Hunter. They have very good linebacker play.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I get the feeling that, you know, Mahomes knows about the statistic. And so that'll be really interesting, like sort of a psychological matchup where if the Chiefs get off to a fast start like they did to some degree against Baltimore, maybe what we saw from the Jags these first 4 weeks is, hey, they are a defense that is capable, but they haven't quite faced a quarterback and obviously a sort of offensive skill set that the Chiefs can present. That's one of the real interesting things about their one loss this year, right? They lost to the Cincinnati Bengals, and Joe Burrow did not finish that game, if people need a reminder. Right. So for everything that was going on in that game, like, you know, Cincinnati was able to move up and down the field, and Jake Browning still did, I think, a quality job in the fourth quarter to ensure that victory. So hey, you know, Jacksonville will be excited. It'll be Monday Night Football. But this is quite the upgrade at the quarterback position based on who the Jaguars have seen.
Yeah, we're talking with Nate Taylor of ESPN, and now with the Chiefs, I think they've become, at least in 1 week, more multidimensional. They got the running game involved more. We saw Rashard Smith, you know, in the pass game as well as the run game. Are we going to see, in your opinion, more and more emphasis placed on that running game? Because I quite honestly think you have to, Nate.
Yeah, the Chiefs need to be a little bit more balanced, and it would be helpful if they got, you know, more production and more consistency out of Isaiah Pacheco. But the fact that you have the speed and the breaking tackles ability of Rashard Smith, I think you have to sort of bring him along, of course, throughout the season. That's something Andy Reid basically acknowledged, is that, like, hey, this guy is fast. He's got receiver skills. You know, the more we play him in, you know, October, November, the more beneficial it could be in terms of just having a more dynamic ability at the running back position in November. And of course, you know, what the team hopes to have in January, because, you know, Xavier Worthy, even in that 35-yard end round, based on what he showed, it's like, well, you have to respect that speed, both vertically and horizontally now. And I've always said this before, like Rashee Rice, when he comes back in a couple weeks, he was always an extension of the running game too, because that's where those, you know, behind the line of scrimmage passes went. And we know how good, you know, Rashee Rice can be in the open field with a little bit of blockers in front of him. So the running game should be a little bit more versatile, a little bit more, have some more explosiveness to it. And man, if the offense is this efficient already, and I just want people to realize this, like, you're watching a top 10 offense, even though it doesn't feel like it right now.
Yes.
And Isaiah Pacheco could play better, right? Kareem Hunt, I think, is doing just fine as like a third down short yardage running back, but they can get more out of Pacheco and they can bring Rashard Smith along the way as well.
Nate, I want to bring this up because Jacksonville and ETN has kind of had a resurgence to his NFL career. It kind of got to a rocky start. Now they run the ball pretty well. In fact, they're fourth in the NFL in rushing yards. But one thing the Chiefs can do to counteract that is the Chiefs are very good on fourth down conversions. They keep the ball in Mahomes' hands and keep throwing the ball, which is what Jacksonville kind of struggles with, is covering the pass. You don't let them run the ball, and they do, again, what Baltimore seems to do every time the Chiefs play them. They want to get into this track meet and get away from Derrick Henry. Can they do that by, you know, exploiting them and continuing to be this powerful team on fourth and short?
Yeah, I think it's a great point. And this is one of those weird things that you sort of find out, because now we have a legitimate sample size. You know, it's four games. You know, it's almost a quarter of the season. Okay, what is legitimate? What is real? To your point, Dusty, it's one of the more, like, astonishing statistics so far. Like, the Chiefs have gone on fourth down 10 times this year, and the only time they didn't succeed is that one terrible play call we all remember from the Eagles game, where it's like, I don't know if I would have, you know, a counter sort of trap play to Kareem Hunt against, you know, Jalen Carter side of the line of scrimmage. But yeah, Mahomes is so good if you just keep the ball in his hands in terms of, hey, rolling him out. You know, we've seen what the team can do when it sort of spreads defenses out in short yardage situations. That's why, you know, even though the game script may have said, like, you don't have to go for it early in the game, because the Ravens scored a touchdown on their opening drive, it's like Andy goes, okay, cool. Well, we'll just spread you out, and we'll just have this little, you know, quick out to Xavier Worthy, and that's where his speed, again, horizontally can give you a great benefit. So in the past 45 years, guys, this is crazy. In the past 45 years, the Chiefs are 9 of 10 on fourth down conversions through the first four seasons. Only one team, the 2022 Arizona Cardinals, had a higher success rate and converted more on fourth downs. They had 10 fourth down conversions through the first 4 weeks. The Chiefs have 9. And if you get past midfield, even against, again, a capable defense in Jacksonville, again, advanced metric-wise, it's okay for you to keep the offense on the field if it's fourth and two, fourth and one, because Mahomes and Kareem Hunt have shown you that they are more than capable of getting the first down. You keep that ball. You obviously add more points onto the scoreboard. You apply more pressure to the opposing offense. We're starting to see, again, statistically, that this is one of the ways that you can find small advantages that can lead up to, you know, making a big difference on the scoreboard.
How much of that going forward on fourth down now is an impact because Harrison Butker is no longer a reliable kicker from 45 and back, probably? I mean,
we've said it now out loud publicly, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, like, this is, you know, every year is a little bit different in the NFL, and Harrison Butker has, you know, gained all the respect in the world. You know, I think if Harrison Butker doesn't play another snap in the NFL, he's already in good consideration to make the Hall of Fame.
No doubt.
That's how good he's been in postseason play and just overall, like, success rate for his career. It would be nice, of course, if Harrison Butker had a clean game. He has yet to have that where he makes every kick. Like you said, if you get past 45 yards, if we all of a sudden start to get into the 50s, and something to keep in mind, guys, if you look at that forecast, it looks really wet, and we know what it's like in Florida, you know, this time of the year, like, this could be a constant downpour. So I don't know how much that will affect Andy Reid's decision on some of these fourth and short sort of plays. If you're trying to kick from distance or, again, keep the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hands, but that's gotta be a part of it too. Like, hey, if Harrison Butker started the season making every kick the first two games, perhaps Andy Reid plays it more traditional, more conservative. But it's understandable to say, hey, until I know my guy is right, until I know he gets out of this sort of mini funk, if it takes maybe half the season, then we have at least a pretty good alternative, which is, hey, we're really good on fourth down anyway, and we still have not run a quarterback sneak. And as long as we don't run that same, you know, delay counter trap play to Kareem Hunt, you know, we have a pretty good chance of converting.
Do you think the weather is a factor? I mean, that hurricane is moving in. Have you heard anything that may affect the game on Monday night?
We haven't heard anything yet. I know the league office is keeping track of it. Again, this is very reminiscent of what happened, I believe, in what was it, the 2005 season where they had to, like, move the game up.
Yeah, it was a Friday night where they flew. Yeah. They flew down on Friday, played the game, and flew back on the same day, if I'm not mistaken.
Nate, you're going to feel like you'd love that move.
Yeah, well, my family would. Yeah. Then I wouldn't be able to make it.
Damn.
Hollywood would be thrilled if all of a sudden, you know, weather delays and, you know.
Get your ass home to this newborn.
Well, that's the thing. You get down exactly. There, you guys may not be able to get out of there. I mean, you know, with this hurricane.
And that's. Right, and that's my biggest concern, you know, because we were, you know, a group of us in the media room were talking yesterday about, like, okay, well, let's say we get all down there, and let's say the game goes, you know, smooth, which is all, you know, we'll be all hope for, but, like, hey, man, weather's weather. Like, I made the joke that I was like, hey, if I get down there, and I get this rental car, it might be my rental car for however long.
Well, it's funny you say that. We had a guy years ago, and I don't know if Dusty knows this story. His name, there was a reporter here by the name of Jorge Rosas, and he went and covered one of the big storms down in New Orleans. I think it was Katrina. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was. And he's on the air, and he's giving his report. And all of a sudden he goes, and rental car gone as it just got washed away by the storm.
Wow.
So when you say that, I'm like, no, I've actually seen that happen to somebody.
Yeah,
so
man.
Be careful down there, man. This it's no joke with these hurricanes.
Right. And again, like, you know, every year, you know, I think that's something I learned a couple of years ago is like, you know, cause I'm a parent, you know, my son's in fifth grade and it's like, why are we starting school? Why are we starting the school year early and early and earlier every year? But there is a lot of research behind, particularly in that region of the country, where it's like you have to start school early because of hurricane season, because you cannot sort of predict how the first semester, the first quarter of the school year is going to go. So you know, the Chiefs have not had to really deal with this since I've covered them. Which is crazy that's going on a decade now. But hey, one of the reasons why the NFL wanted this game in Jacksonville is because of how exciting Liam Cohen is as a first-time head coach, Travis Hunter being a former Heisman Trophy winner, playing both sides of the football. Hey, like the Jaguars, as we can see, are competitive in the AFC South. So this is a big moment for this franchise to bring, you know, in the reigning AFC champions. I understand why it makes sense. It's just, it's unfortunate that this is the timing as to when the game might happen. And, it was very clear to me looking at the forecast yesterday, and I'm sure I'll keep track of it today. No need to look nice. No need to look fancy, guys. Just get your raincoats, your umbrellas, and let's see if they can play this football game.
No doubt about it. Stay safe down there, Nate. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas. Appreciate you.
You bet. Nate Taylor there. So, yeah, the weather is now a topic in this game.
Yep.
We come back. We talk to our Hurricane, Mitch Holtis. He'll join the show next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, Stanger Bonds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holtis on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right.
Friday.
Mitch Holtis time, baby. Mitch Holtis time, baby. I'm trying to do my best to stay focused, but Nate just dropped a bomb on me. But Mitch Holtis is brought to you by GEHA at Silverstein Eye Centers. GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, and also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience. Mitch, let's start off. What do you see
when you look at this matchup. Oh, he's gone. Okay, never mind. What is going on?
I don't know. The phone lines are very weird today. I think we got gremlins in there. Mac goes away for a couple of days, and he took the codes to the phone lines. Like Cody with the cameras, man. Like, I don't know what's going on. But the weather thing is interesting. You know, my friend Britt texted me. He's going down for the game this weekend at Jacksonville. He goes, have you heard anything about the weather? And I'm like, oh, not really. So we asked Nate about it. But whether or not the game gets played, you know, obviously is a concern because of the hurricane barreling down on Jacksonville. And even if the game does get played and it's not a big deal, it's still the weather that you have to deal with. And that could potentially have to change up the game plan a little bit with what's going on down there. Mitch, are you concerned about this weather that, you know, may be affecting the game on Monday night?
Well, keeping an eye on it. Just the word throughout the week was it's going to rain, but didn't hear anything more or crazier than that. But now all of a sudden we kind of keep an eye on it. But yeah, I mean, it's these are two teams now predicated on speed. In fact, I was going to tell you, when the Chiefs, all things being equal, if there's no rain and a normal field, you've got one of the fastest defenses in the league in Jacksonville. And what's, no pun intended, fast becoming, at some point, could be the fastest offense in the NFL throughout the course of the season, could be somewhat mitigated by weather in this game.
Yeah, and so I would think in a situation like that, and I know we're not playing weatherman here, but I would think it would benefit the Chiefs on offense, and you could probably do a little bit more in slop than if you're a defense that relies on speed.
Yeah, when you've got the ball, you dictate terms of where you're going and what you're going to do. That's always been an advantage in rough weather, but that also means you've got to run the ball some, and so that would be whatever, you know, the Chiefs altering the game plan. But right now the game plan stays and they continue to work on it and refine it today and tomorrow and even with the walkthrough on Sunday before we leave. So, yeah, I mean, it's you got something, but you got to be ready to adjust. The other thing, and I was talking with Alan Wright, our awesome, he's getting ready to be inducted into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah.
But Alan, he's been our equipment guy for 40 years. And I was talking to him because here's what's really, really important. Games have been won and lost on this, is the fact of your foot gear on a field like this. It's a tight surface, much like ours. He was telling me it's a tight grass. Like our, we've got a rye Bermuda mix at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. So it's a tight, but it's not a deep-rooted surface. And, of course, Jacksonville's got one of the better surfaces in the league. But with, you know, a bunch of rain on it, even if it's not raining at the time, if it's had a bunch of rain, could be an issue. So what cleats are you going to wear? Different players wear different cleats. So they're going to take everything. That's where our equipment staff is incredible. But they got to be ready for everything. This is like you packing for a one-night trip, and you got to pack for a month. That's what the Chiefs need to do, because every single guy is going to have their own version of what the footwear that they want to wear in this game. And footwear in a game like this could decide it if the weather's really crazy.
Yeah, and that's the advantage of the Chiefs as well, having a veteran like Alan there and knowing, yep. You know, you just reeled off the what kind of grass is on the field, right? Like that's something that good to great teams pay attention to. Teams that aren't any good, probably it's something that they don't. And that's just another reason why, Mitch, as we see why this team has had all of this sustained success. It's everybody in the organization.
Or inexperienced teams are going like, I didn't even think of that. And so Jacksonville's, they're starting over here. Now, they're 3-1, but Liam Cohen, and I thought about just for fun, getting Robert Saleh, because he's just played last night, get him a three-quarter zip with the Chiefs and, you know, just sneak him on the plane, have him show up on the sideline just for fun. But, you know, Liam Cohen's young. He's spent the last 5 years at like five different places. But he's trying to get, you know, his crew in place. The GM's 34 years old there. So I know that they've already had some experience, but you don't have the experience of everything pretty much. Well, Andy Reid's gone through everything. And so they think of everything. And Alan Wright's a big part of that. Plus his staff, I'd like to list them all. They're incredible, actually, because our players love them, live by them, just like our athletic training staff. But in this game, if weather's an issue, they will pack everything they can pack and find to be ready to go.
You look at this game, and we look at last week's game, and I thought, again, the guy you coined the door hinge in Juju Smith-Schuster, obviously 2 more weeks until we get Rashee Rice back on this roster. He could have an impact in this game if it is weather-related with those short underneath routes where he can just sit in zone coverage. Am I over analyzing that, or is that exactly what the door hinge is meant to do?
Nope. And not only, but he has a bigger impact when he does not touch the ball. Now, what's cool, Dusty, is that all four of the red zone touchdowns last week, and I love it that they were all in the red zone, because we know we're going to get some big ones, the Tyquan Thornton over the top plays, but getting in the red zone four times. The other good news, four different receivers. The other good news, four different looks. This wasn't the same kind of look. This is four different things that a defense has to account for. Do you realize all four were affected by Juju Smith-Schuster? Now, he caught the first one in the underneath route you're talking about, and Patrick was able to thread the needle, so to speak.
Yeah, what was the exit velo on that throw?
My God.
Yeah, like the dude last night throwing for the Yankees at 100, like Bustin' Black.
Yep.
With 105, you know, Mizorowski. But the other three were all influenced by Juju, every one of them. And I didn't realize this till I go back and watch the video. And I saw Juju yesterday, and I said, okay. I watched. He goes, you notice it? Yeah. So he's so smart that where he can, of course, set picks, legal picks, wink, wink, nod, nod, that doesn't look like OPI. That's a art form, okay? And he's really good at it. Guys bust open because, oh, hey, I'm just a caveman. I'm going to run my route right here. The other one is he's so smart in the way he adjusts his route, he can influence the coverage. Let's take the Hollywood Brown play. Mm-hmm. He influences the coverage enough where he gets the safety occupied, and that allows Brown to have man-to-man over the top on the over route. Well, the safety's not back there lurking around, because where Juju runs his route, Juju knows where to run his route. Okay, maybe I'm going to be open as your fourth option, Pat. Zip it in here to 105 miles an hour. But my main job here is to influence the safety so that we can get Hollywood Brown to go over the top. Juju Smith-Schuster has become increasingly valuable to this team week by week by week, whether he touches the ball or not.
Talking with Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan. I know they got that big fish tank out there, right? You're not going to call the game from that fish tank, are you, out there in the end zone?
I hope not. I've done worse. But yeah. I think they have that fish tank full of piranha there.
Yeah.
Because this Jacksonville defense is really piranha. They are fast, feisty, furious, young. You look at Devin Lloyd is crushing it at linebacker. He's got four takeaways.
Dude, he's a stud.
He is such a stud, but he's not alone. Josh Hines-Ward is probably the most underrated edge rusher in the NFL, and if not George Karlaftis. And then you look to Trayvon Walker. They put Travis Hunter in there. There's just a lot of speed on this defense. The fact that they have taken the ball away 13 times in 4 weeks is ridiculous. And they're just super impactful and aggressive with it. So you're swimming with piranha, but, you know, bring your harpoon with you and try to take out as many as piranha as you can. But they're just that defense is predicated on speed and feistiness.
May not be a harpoon, but it might be a cannon that the Chiefs need to unleash, even though the weather is what it is. We know Patrick Mahomes has been quoted to say, I can spin it in anything when he had that game against Denver in the snow. Rain that is, you know, predicted to come through in Jacksonville on Monday night throughout the weekend, does that affect anything with the guys that they have, with the speed, with Thornton and Worthy and all that, and Mahomes trying to unleash this offense?
Yeah, but there's other countermeasures. If that's all they were relying on, then you'd say, wow, well, shoot, if it's a deluge, we got no shot. But not when you got the tight end core that the Chiefs have and the offense, which is so wide in volume, Dusty, with something close to 900 plays, that you have the ability to go, well, let's go to the rain plays here. Mm. And that doesn't include just all runs. That includes, you know, some running plays or shallow routes that are like runs, or the whole jet sweep, flip pass stuff. You can still run that and slow these guys down. But what you do is try to take the aggression to them. These kind of teams, you try to take and turn the cannon on your foe by capturing the cannon and turning it on themselves, meaning you can use that speed and aggression against them, particularly if you can counter with speed. Now, if the weather's involved, you can still counter it. But what you want to do is use their aggression against them, which is easily, not easily done, but could be done with the personnel and scheme and approach of this Chiefs offense.
You mentioned the turnovers by Jacksonville, and we were kind of talking about it earlier, Dusty and I. Is it circumstance based on the quarterbacks that they were playing, or is it that they are good because they really haven't faced a quarterback, a veteran like Patrick Mahomes yet?
No, but they've attacked the ball. If you look at the video, they're getting it all different ways. It's not just some, you know, buffoon quarterback throwing it right to Devin Lloyd who's standing there in zone coverage. They're tipping passes. They're hugging receivers. They're just so aware of the ball. Some teams are like this. They look to strip it every snap. Mm-hmm. Or they think, hey, you know, I've told you guys before, the most devastating defensive play that shows up as a PD in the stat sheet but is really a huge impactful play is a deflected pass. Guys will be open 20 yards down the field, whoop, knocked down, didn't make it there. And offensive coordinators throw their iPad up in disgust. Or a pass that's mid-route that I deflect or affect the physics of the throw that all of a sudden become a deflect pass interception. When this defense is this fast and this quick, and the fact that they track the ball so hard that they'll make a play no matter who the quarterback is. So Pat becomes turn the cannon on them, right? So Pat's velocity, Pat's decision-making, Pat's ability to see, I'll use your quickness against you with this play call and watch me react and counter-react to what you do, yes, is a plus-plus in this situation.
I look at the press conferences maybe a little too much when I hear what the coordinators say or what Andy might say. And I know a couple weeks ago it was, I'm aware of Juwan Taylor's mishaps and false starts and penalties. I've addressed it. And this week it sounds like the guy that's getting a little bit of, you know, between the lines is Breshard Smith. And I think of the conditions of this game and what he can provide, being a wide receiver converted running back in the NFL, he seems like he could have an impact. We obviously saw his snap count go up. Now, four of those were in the garbage time with Gardner Minshew at quarterback. But kind of seems like if this is a type of game where you can be like, hey, young kid, like, we kind of need your skill set because the field isn't really up to par for this game. And I could see him kind of getting more involved in this offense, or maybe I'm just wishing on one hand and doing something in the other.
Nope. Here we go. The fact that we are getting closer and closer now to getting that 4x100-meter relay to state track. That's what this is. And it's coming together week by week by week. I told you guys a week ago that one of the things that excited me about the New York game, the Giants game, and it didn't even show up in the stat sheet, was at least you could see some of the influence and the Lego snapping together with the flip pass end around type plays, you know, the jet sweeps, that kind of thing. It's all in the same category. It does the same thing. And we saw Remigio run it for double digits against the Giants, and we saw Breshard like, okay, I could see how that works. Then what happened last week when you put in Xavier Worthy in there? Mm-hmm. Now, if you have Worthy and Smith, you've got a jet sweep threat and a vertical threat on the field at the same time. Then throw in Tyquan Thornton. But what that side-to-side does is you block pass rushers without blocking them. Two, when you've got a 4-2 or a 4-3 guy hitting the edge on a jet sweep flip pass end around, now all of a sudden the 12-yard play can become a 32 or 42 or 52-yard play. And that's what's coming. You see it starting to come. And that's why there's so much excitement in the building that I've sensed this week, really on both sides of the ball, is they see us heading for the track meet. And they're seeing the 4x1 getting lined up to run. And that can pose all kinds of problems. So, again, we talk about the weather, but this will be a speed-on-speed matchup with the Chiefs offense against the Jags defense because of the way the Chiefs offense is developing.
All right, let's talk defensive side of the ball. Spags, what kind of scheme is he going to cook up this week and bringing that energy to the party, you know?
2,000 things. But in the last 3 weeks now, talk about snapping Lego blocks together. That's what this defense has done. And I tracked down Drew Tranquil, and I asked him, I go, what's the difference? Because Charger guys were running free in that first game in Brazil. In the last three games, you played teams that either were coming in hot or elite quarterbacks, and you've pretty much stuffed them. And it sounds cliche, but this is your answer, Bob.
Well, I've mentioned it a few times, but it's been energy and execution, starting obviously with Spags on the defensive side and going through our player leadership. But we've just been executing at a high level. Guys have been on the same page, communicating. And then when you bring the energy, you get things like takeaways, you get things like sacks. And so to see those production plays coming because of our execution in the early downs has been really exciting.
So this goes back to Dusty's comment, Bob, about turning the cannon. You capture the cannon and turn it on them. Mm-hmm. We talk about all the takeaways that Jacksonville has. Spags is coming with 2,000 different things. So it takes time for a Spags defense, even within the context of a game,
yep,
to figure out what's going to work. So he is so complicated and so thorough in his approach. Different safeties, nickels different than dime coverages. Yeah, your four-man base coverages change. Your personnel changes. As a quarterback, you talk about a young quarterback, you're coming up and you don't know what you're seeing. Like, where's the bigs? Where's the littles? Is this guy a big or a little? Who's this? A safety? Is this a corner? And who's coming from where and who's covering where? They took the will away. They took the soul out of Lamar Jackson in that game last week. And they had Jalen Hurts shut down. And even Russ Wilson was coming in hot for that game. Guys, the Chiefs on defense are 4 of 20 in third down defense the last two games. That's 16 third down stops. I don't care who you play, that's really hard to do. So you can also take the ball away from these guys. Last week was Trevor Lawrence's first game in 7 games where he did not throw a pick. Since he was the 1-1 selection in the 21 draft, he has 72 giveaways, Trevor Lawrence. That's by far more than anybody in the league. The other thing is you can create some consternation. The Jaguars have 12 drop passes. That's 5 more than 31st in the league. So you can get them off the field or steal a ball from them. It's the whole stops and steals thing that was a big part of last week. So you're going in here with this defense of the Chiefs, playing with confidence, coming in with a comprehensive plan, and you can attack these guys and try to win the turnover battle.
No doubt about it, Mitch. Stay safe down there, and we'll talk to you next week, and hopefully this team is 3-2 heading into that big battle against the Detroit Lions.
All right, get ready for the 4x1.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
You got it. All right, boys.
See ya.
That is Voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association is incorporated, and also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. So a lot to dive in later on in the show, because we got a text here that says somebody that lives in Jacksonville. No hurricane expected to like really do anything, just a lot of rain.
But even still, I mean, the rain was probably going to impact what we want to do on Monday night.
I hate the rain because I don't want to affect the game in a certain way. But
it could be a low scoring game if that's what you're thinking. I mean, if you're looking at the over under in this game, you factor in obviously the rain, probably be a little bit under. Guys are going to be slopping all over the place. Like I don't want this rain game, man. I really don't. I think that sucks.
And the Chiefs will be in white jerseys. So
I know, it'd be awful.
Max in Cancun, but Nathan is here, and Nathan takes over one word on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Better believe it. Hey, before you get into one word to describe this jam.
Philly going down to yellow and brown. That's what's in. Padres on the loose. Let's go, Goose. That's what's in. Bryce gonna lose, and Manny's gonna cruise. That's what's in. Give Philly no slack and send them back. That's what's in.
Spoiler alert, Goose dies in the end.
Yeah, it didn't work out well for the Padres. What was that, about 3 years ago?
Where those, still going hard.
I mean, it is still.
It was their first year back.
Yeah.
Yeah. A long time.
I mean, it was, but that's what was in, and now that's what's out.
Machado and Tatis in this year's playoff went 2-for-22.
I mean, you can't do that, Aaron Judge. I mean, you just can't. You gotta live up to the money, man. The playoffs are all that matters. If you don't play well in the playoffs, you ain't going to play well at all. And I don't mean this. I mean this with all the love in the world, Matt. That song reminds me of you dad dancing out there in front of Union Station after the Chiefs won that Super Bowl.
Max in Cancun, and Nathan is here.
That's one word.
I know you hate us. It's fine.
I love it. But no, and there's no phone line for me to mess up here, so we are comfortable.
Good. Oh, you're not messing up the phone line.
What a segment. How about that? Well, no, let's keep it on the Padres, though, to start off one word here. It's the topic we led the show with. Give me one word on the umpiring in the Padres game last night.
Awful.
Mm.
Awful. And I've told people since spring training when I was down there and saw it, and I think we got a little bit of it during the All-Star game, the ABS is going to be the greatest thing that baseball has done in our lifetimes. I can't wait till it's part of the game.
You think better than the pitch clock?
Yeah. Mm. Well, I mean, the pitch clock is wonderful, but when you can challenge a strike like last night, how different is that game? Maybe if you just touch your helmet, that ball becomes a ball, and we see what happens.
Either have the bases loaded down two, or they are down one with two guys on for Tatis, because Fermin made the last out of that game. So it's a completely different ball game.
Yep.
Yeah, my one word would be proof. Proof to everybody. The umpires get them wrong. They get them wrong in crucial situations. There were no outs in that at bat. Nobody on. And what does Denny Matthews tell you all the time in your ear? A leadoff walk always seems to score, Ryan. And that would have been a leadoff walk. It was 3-1, and who knows where that game goes. Again, do better throughout the game, but that was a crucial call, and that is exactly why Bob is saying ABS will be here, and it will be loved and perceived by many as a new great thing in baseball.
It will. It will be awesome. And the Denny thing, to take it one step, a walk to lead off a game or to lead off an inning late always scores. And that was clearly ball four.
Yeah, and Keller then hit the next two guys.
That's right. So, I mean,
he was going to get out of control.
Bases loaded, nobody out. Big bad Brad's on the mound. I like my San Diego Padre chances, but and gun.
Padres.
And after he dotted the second guy, he was taken away from the game. I told Dusty, I said, damn, I wish Brad was out there for the final out because we would have had him on the show today. How cool would that have been, though, to be on the get the final out on the mound at Wrigley? That would have been awesome for Keller.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we've done this earlier in the week. Let's do one word on Brad Keller closing out playoff games for the Cubs.
He's had a great year. I'm proud of him because he left here. It was bad. He was down in the dumps. A conversation at an In-N-Out Burger parking lot got him back into baseball. We'll tell that story someday. Here he is pitching for the Cubs. Had a 2.04 ERA. He had a great year, so I'm proud of him, man.
Yeah, solid. I mean, congratulations. Just make it 10 years, and you get that wonderful paycheck the rest
That's
of your
right.
life. So just hang on, Brad. Hang on.
It's got to be pretty close. Got to be 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, just hang on.
The him dotting Ryan O'Hearn was awesome.
Right in the thigh.
I got him good.
Dusty, I reserve the right here to ask you for another word, but one word on the new Taylor Swift album, Life of a Showgirl.
Would.
Yeah, see that.
I mean, I'll read the lyric again. I got it stashed away because I couldn't believe she came with this sort of fire. He opened my eyes, redwood tree. It ain't hard to see. His love was the key that opened my thighs. Have a day, Taylor. Have a day.
The one word for me is excited. I'm excited to listen. My oldest daughter has already said she doesn't like it, which I'm not buying. She's in kind of a mood today. My wife listened to the whole album already in 42 minutes. She said she liked it a lot. I'm interested to see what my younger daughter has to say, but I'm excited to listen to it and talk about it with them and see what they liked and what they didn't like.
Thursday night football last night, guys. We talked about the questionable sort of play calling out of McVay there at the end. Give me one word on the way that game wrapped up.
Oh, the way that it wrapped up.
Yeah, fourth and one, Niners territory. You're down by three. You could tie, but instead you go for it.
Is there a word that like you can combine smart and stupid with? Because the decision, smoopid, I'll go with.
Smartrid.
Smartrid, I kind of like that as well. Smart to go for it. I love that. Screw the tie, man. Go for the win, right? But then you give up the most run the most elementary play in the history of football and dive over the center when everybody and their brother knows that's coming and you're an offensive genius over there, Sean. Come on, man. You got to be a better play call than that. So it's, what did you say, Smartrid?
Yeah.
So Smartrid is the word I'll use. Smart to go for it, stupid play.
Yeah, I mean, the tie does get you statistically closer in the standings. Now you're a full game instead of being basically a half game. So, I don't mind going for it. I mean, but again, here we are in 2025. Like Bob said, that's the play. You know, I mean, look, it is what it is. So we'll see what happens.
My one word for you guys would be revolutionary. You're coming up with smart trade, smooth trade, whatever that was.
Yeah.
New words here. This is good stuff, guys. Last one for you here. The noon slate on Sunday. Not sure if you guys have seen this yet.
Terrible.
It's not great. Well, I guess that's your one word then. We've got Vegas and the Colts, the Giants and the Saints, the Cowboys and the Jets, the Dolphins and the Panthers, Houston against what could be a backup quarterback in Baltimore. I mean,
right.
Really, Denver and Philly is as good as it gets, and it falls off a cliff immediately. So, so one word on the noon slate in the NFL this Sunday.
I'm going to use this word, apples. This is the weekend you can go pick your apples. The NFL gives you one of these weekends for your wives to dress you in plaid and put on all the pumpkin spice latte things and go out and get your picture in front of hay and all that. I know it's going to be 100 degrees and it's going to suck this weekend, but this is where you have the opportunity. If your wife wants you to do this kind of stuff, this is the weekend to get all of that done. So apples is my word.
My one word would be red zone, because you don't want to watch all those games in their entirety other than maybe the Philly-Denver game. My one word would be red zone, because it doesn't matter who plays. They'll find the excitement and bring it to you, and you don't have to worry about searching it or trying to fall into a certain game. Red zone would be my one word.
Good weekend. Yeah, good weekend for the red zone, because there isn't that game that
Chiefs don't play. The Sunday night game's a banger. Just stick to red zone.
The NFL does this, you know, just like college football. And Binkley already texted me one on Monday. He's going to be in today. I'm surprised we haven't seen him yet, actually. He texted me on Monday. He goes, this week is not going to be a good week in college football. Last week was a great weekend in college football. I do believe they do this on purpose. They overload some weeks and then they get kind of give you a break because they know there's other things going on and whatnot. And there you go. So you're not going to have a great week every week in the NFL. But some of these games may turn into great games. Who knows?
Oh, they will.
You know? Yeah,
they will.
Yeah, there'll be action. There'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the 3 o'clock slate's not all that more inspiring. I mean, if Burrow was healthy, we'd have a banger in Detroit and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But, you know, that one has lost its appeal as well. So, yeah, we're holding out for Sunday night and then obviously here in Kansas City Monday night.
Yeah.
Not the most intriguing matchups around the
league. No, this is a good weekend to do the honey-do list. I know we got homecoming all week. We've got the game tonight over at Olathe East. We got that homecoming to go to the game. Then tomorrow's the big homecoming day, which takes all day. I mean, it is all day long from brunches to getting flowers to pictures to dinners to all this stuff, the after party.
Yeah, there's a banger in Lee Summit tonight. Blue Springs South versus Lee Summit North, I believe.
Yep, that is the Sheet Metal Workers game of the week, too. Both of those schools, Dusty, are getting $750 from the Sheet Metal Workers because they are the game of the week. That is a big one. Are you going over to that game tonight?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some buddies that want to go because their daughters are dancing at halftime. And cool. I'm like, I'll just tag along to watch some high school football, eat nachos with jalapenos in the stands.
Yeah.
Who's this guy? None of your business, lady. Lay off. I'm starving.
Hey, there may be some single moms there for you. You never know.
No doubt. And then Saturday is a good day for baseball.
Yeah, really.
You get the whole slate of baseball.
Yep, all day.
Oh, yeah. And it ends, the last game starts, I think, at like 7:38, and that's the Seattle and Detroit series.
Be honest with me, okay? Because I talked to a lot of people about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. How many people are pissed at the Reds for losing because that made every game later yesterday? You know, that Yankee game was starting at 5 o'clock, you damn Reds.
Yeah, and then started this week when the sun went down.
Yeah.
Somebody says, Bob, is this the weekend that you do the Lewisburg?
Oh, you know, it's funny you say that, right? Because, again, with the policemen and policewomen over on Wednesday, one of the officers from Lewisburg came up to me. He goes, your rant about the Apples. I'm like, he goes, it's really all we got. Like, it's 2012, man. Like, that's it. That's my thing. I'm going to die, and people are going to remember getting apple cider in Lewisburg.
Maybe you weren't clear. Somebody wants to know what they do with the $750 at Sheet Metal.
It goes right to the booster clubs. Yeah, the booster clubs. $750 to each booster club. They can buy helmets, shoulder pads, whatever they need with it, man. It's a great, great, great influx of cash. That's what the Sheet Metal Workers Union does. They're awesome. They give back all the time to the community.
Look who made the list. We'll tell you that list and who made it on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.